Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hot town, summer in the city.
Child in the city.
Oh, sorry. No. Who was that? Who was that? Hot Child in the City.
Hot Chocolate.
No, it wasn't. No. That was, I think, Vince Gill or something like that.
Looking pretty.
Okay, but wait. I was talking about the Loving Spoonful. Hot Town, Summer in the City.
Oh, that was somebody else.
About 20 years prior to that.
I'm not that
old. Hello!
Obviously, the heat is affecting us. For those of us in New York, we're sweltering. I think it's about 100 today. It feels like that. I know on the subway platform it's like 101, easily. So it's hot all over. I think it's the hottest in New York. It's even hotter than Chicago, and Chicago usually does get very hot. But welcome to the cool, smooth waters of the Bridal Body Shop show.
Woo, woo, wait. Come on, everybody.
How about that? Lori Towers is me. Elite Ziegelman is she.
Hello.
Here, we have a great show. We have a great show today, don't we, Elite?
We have a great show.
Why do we have a great show today, Elite? Tell me.
Why don't you tell everybody why? Okay. She's a personal friend of yours.
We have certainly one of my dearest friends, but we have a veteran of stage and film, Consider Tomei. She's going to be on with us today in actually a few minutes. And we're going to talk about the physical nature of acting that most people don't see, especially people who do theater and those plays every night and set changes and dancing on a raked stage. And people don't, in the audience, it just looks like it just goes together so smoothly, but it is just such a physical hardship. And she actually is in fantastic shape. And we're going to speak to her about that, about how she keeps in shape and how she stayed in the business so long, and I think largely it is to do with her being in good shape and in good health. You could see that you are here.
Definitely,
yes,
right?
That's
I had the honor of meeting her a couple of months ago, and she's definitely in great shape. She's definitely great.
And
she's 40?
She's 41, yes.
That's what I thought.
But she's, this is the thing, too. It just shows you that you could be in great shape at any age. And it's just a matter of investment in your body. And our market is particularly brides and grooms. They're getting in shape for the wedding. But, it's everybody. And everybody has a body and wants to make it better. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do. That's what we're about. So we're into healthy bodies.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Care of your body, avoiding accidents. How are you, Elite? Anything new this
anyway.
anything new this week with you?
No, not really. It's been
really?
Very smooth.
No cotton sleep this week?
Well, I'm sure that everyone's going to hear about it now.
Okay, now for those of us who tuned in last week, our show, which was a great show too, I think, was, Elite, what's the title of the show? Don't let this happen to you.
No, let this not be you.
Don't let this be you. In either case,
right.
the meaning is the same. It means being careful in the gym, gym etiquette, the whole nine yards. Right, Elite?
Right.
Right. And it means being careful and not letting anything fall on your foot, right, Elite?
Right.
So
that was all my fault.
As we disperse this wonderful advice, with the segment title of Don't Let This Be You, who was the lovely Lee Diegelman? That was the who.
But I didn't do any of the stuff we discussed. I just was very lazy and didn't want to move a plate out of my way and just pulled something out and the plate fell smack on my toe. So it's not like I wore flip-flops. It's not like I didn't, you know, move a plate out of the way, which I didn't. I didn't rack that plate. It wasn't a rack plate. It was just something that was leaning against the machine.
And you know something? I was two steps away and obviously two drinks away from putting that picture of your show on our slide. I was saying, I shouldn't. And I just, you know.
No.
Meanwhile, it didn't break her toe, I don't think.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It just got really bruised.
But she's walking, she's dragging her limb.
Well, I'm trying not to put pressure on it. It's hard. It's amazing what your toe is involved in every day.
Exactly.
You really don't even think about it.
Especially your big toe.
The big toe.
Yeah. And that's what you got. And I remember when I crushed my toes years ago, it was a big toe and I think the second two digits. And that's just, there's really nothing you could do.
No.
There's nothing you could do.
Absolutely nothing. Just wait it out.
I think I was in an air cast. I'm going to say 2 months because there's really nothing. You can't tape it. You just have to let them heal. And the scary part is, I mean, just looking at it and there's nothing you could do. Just go back for your checks and so on and so forth. But you just got to be careful. You've got to be really careful. And I hope you are.
I usually am. I just don't. You know, I just was not thinking. That's all. I was being lazy. That's all. And I'm usually never lazy. I thought I could pull it out without it falling. But stupid me.
And that's something. I tell you, you know, unless something like that happens, the incredible amount of pain that's involved,
takes like 30 seconds to hit your brain saying it hurts. You saw stars. You really basically saw stars. So those cartoons are right. The stars on top of it.
Yep. I remember when this it happened to me. It was just the end of it. Just was I was putting away a barbell tree that somebody didn't put away the night before. They didn't lock it up. And I remember I was moving it and I was opening up with a friend of mine, and all of a sudden it came down my foot and the swelling happened so quick, and I almost had to cut my sneaker off. It was just one of those things. There's nothing to do, and you're in it. You know.
I know.
One of those things. The best you could do is just, you know.
You just, like I said, you have to wait it out. I mean, the pulsating alone is horrible, you know. But aspirin did work, and oh God, I'm on my third day and I'm feeling better.
I would say in a full week, you'll start seeing marked changes.
And then you start
back to normal. But I think this coloration is going to be there for a while.
But I was able to get like a loose sneaker on today.
You're lucky.
Very lucky, yeah. Because it only really basically hit the toe.
And
it fell on the toe.
You are very lucky. You're probably not going to lose the nail. That's when I saw it. I was actually concerned because the pus develops and just pushes it up. But I don't think so. I think it's just going to reduce. And, you know.
You know what? I don't even care at this point. I just want to walk normal.
Yeah.
My shoes back on. I think it's summer. Thank God it's summer.
And I remember mine was in the winter.
It's not good.
No, I couldn't step on it anyway. I could have the air cast. So it didn't really matter. You know, but just like one of those things, it's so funny that when this whole thing happens, like right after our segment on genetic
But what was I doing right before that? I was telling you another person.
Yeah, because you're being fresh.
I got that.
You're bad
spirit. That's right. Mm-hmm. It was one thing that we didn't discuss, and it was just disgusting.
Well, I'm going to enlighten the audience of the text that you sent me.
Oh,
I'm going to say it as nicely as I can. When Lee goes to the gym, there's several things that end up on the show that you know the problems that she has with people in the gym, and you know that which was based based last week's show on. But there was one issue that we didn't bring up, and that was when you have sweat in strategic areas.
Very good.
Thank you. you should have a change
of clothing.
Clothing.
Because you know what they do? They sit on the machine, and you're next sitting on that?
And
oh.
To be honest with you, that's not healthy. It's really not healthy. It's
you know
just,
what?
It's
people don't think of germ healthy in the gym. They think of being healthy fitness-wise, you know? But you could, there's so many things that could happen in a gym or pick up in a gym because it's germ-infested, totally germ-infested.
Well, that's why, I mean, if they're gonna, I don't know if the person that you were pointing out to me.
No, it was an old man, too, an old man.
Walking out like that? Is he going to walk out like that?
No, he actually, he changes before he leaves the gym.
Okay. Well, then, that's pretty unsightly. And I think that's one of the first things I said to you after you told me that you had gotten hurt, is that after you made the first remark.
Yeah, it was right after, too. Somebody got me good.
What do I tell you about the karma police?
Oh, yeah,
they're always
yeah.
patrolling. And you put negative stuff out there, you're fresh.
I get it back.
You know what I think? I can respond to roll call anyway. So I think one of our sponsors fits nicely into this whole segment that we're doing.
I'm thinking, it's in a tube or it's in a jar. Correct.
You can't buy a vowel. Go ahead.
I can't?
No, you can't. Because you're hot. You don't need it. Go ahead. Go ahead. It comes in a tube.
And a jar. And it's sold at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Very good.
And a couple of other stores.
The Vitamin Shop.
Very
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with a T, right?
Yes. You want to say it together?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Hopperson.
Why is it on two? See how we work? I say on two, and she goes, one, two, three, and then she says Hopperson.
Well, I was counting.
Yeah, but when someone says on two, it's one, two, Hopperson, not one, two, three, Hopperson.
Oh.
See, this is why you're not a musician.
Well, it's just some other
because
thing.
The whole band
some other
has
thing.
Been on another band
wow.
by now.
Go on,
but
Lori,
anyway,
go on.
But anyway, we love Topperson, don't we? We just love our Topperson.
I'm going to be starting to use it very soon.
As soon as your
those two cuts go away.
But what Topperson does is it's great for any type of bruise that you want to accelerate the healing. It is not a pain blocker. That's not what you want. You don't want a pain blocker. You want something that is actually just going to work with your body by way of healing and just healing quicker. That's really all you want. You don't want to not have pain because pain is an indication that something is wrong, and you really need to honor that and adhere to that. So this just accelerates it. And I've had times where, and you'll see this for yourself too in a way, I'm glad this happened, it will go from blue-black to yellow in one day.
And that's what it means when it's healing.
That's exactly right. So as soon, like I said, as soon, and, but you know what? I think you could put it on areas that...
I'm thinking of putting it on the swollen part.
I think you could. I would just leave it away from anything that doesn't have tissue consolidation. If there's still, like, you know, you get sections that are oozing a little bit. But, you could start putting it on now. And that's just wonderful. That's just, like, wonderful after a workout and before a workout. It's just good stuff. But definitely for you. Definitely for you. So I think do we have our caller?
I'm not sure.
You know what? Let's check the number. Okay. Let me give the info first, because this is indeed the lovely Consider Tomei, because the number didn't come on the switchboard as anything I recognize, but it might be her. So I want to welcome her to the show, and she is just going to fill our lives with a lot of cool insight to the film industry and her life on Broadway and so on and so forth. So I'm going to say, welcome to the lovely Consider Tomei.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Thanks,
sweetheart. I tried to trick you by calling from a restricted number.
Oh, that's what it is.
You certainly did. Because I'm looking at
a weird number.
Hey,
I'm
girlfriend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm cooler than you guys are in New York City. That's for damn sure.
You better believe it. You know what? You're not missing a thing down here. It is unbelievably oppressive, Keith, for me. It's just oppressive.
I know. I get hate mails from all my friends in New York, except for you, lovely Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you, because you're my sister.
We're sisters. We're separated at birth, right, babe? That's us.
Yep.
But you know
what?
We were talking. I don't know if you heard our intro. I was saying about how people don't recognize how physical the theater is and how physical film is. And you are just in phenomenal shape. And I don't think people get, when they're sitting in the audience and they're watching a Broadway performance, I don't think they get what the person on stage has to go through to get to that point.
Yep. I think that's true. And I didn't know what I had to go through to get to that point. And I'm an actor or an actress, depending on, you know, what side of the line you're on. I always say I'm an actor, even though I am an actress. But anyway, I'm one who entertains and loves to entertain and loves what I do. But it's like training. And a drama teacher years ago in Chicago, Lori, told me, you know, it's like boot camp. You know, you're training. You're like you're in any athletic pursuit that you're going to take on, and it's you have to go into training, and it's absolutely true. I mean, when you talk to or you hear any interviews with Olivier, and Olivier was in extraordinary shape. You know, had to jump from parapets doing Othello and Lear and all of these other things that. And he was in great shape, and he said, you know, so he would work out, and he would make sure that he ate well and that he exercised, and that because doing 3 hours of Othello at night or 2.5 hours, even if you're not doing Shakespeare, you just have to keep the energy going and keep it moving forward and also keep it fresh. But that energy can't be moved with the character unless you have the energy and the and you're eating right. And you're sleeping well, and if you're not working out in a certain way, you have to, as you say, Lori, which I think is one of the best words I've ever heard, is investing in your body, investing in your health. And Manco Rosario, he was my Italian godfather, he would always say, health is wealth, Bibi. Bibi, health is wealth. And it's true. I mean, if you don't have your health, you're poverty stricken because there's nothing you can do in your life that will be enjoyable. You can't sit in a movie theater. You can't certainly do 8 shows a week. You can't go on the road, and often many actors go on the road in their national tours, and that's exhausting. Even if you're not on the road and you live in the city, as I've done many Broadway plays, and but they're, you know, a 2 o'clock and an 8 o'clock performance on Wednesday. Oh. 2 and 8 on Saturday, 2 and 8 on Sunday, and then an 8 o'clock on a Tuesday and a Thursday and a Friday. I mean, this is a job, and it's a job that you have to be on top of every single solitary day. You can't make any mistakes. So your brain has to be, you know, and your body and your spirit really completely involved in what you're doing in order to give a great performance every single solitary night.
There's no margin for error. That's exactly right.
You know, and because it's a commitment. You know, when you love what you do, and when people have paid as much money as they have paid, not only to sit in the orchestra, I work as hard, not only for the orchestra seats, and God bless those patrons, but I work just as hard for the people that don't have the money to sit in that orchestra, that are in the mezzanine or the second balcony. You know, my performance still has to permeate the entire audience because they paid to see me, maybe, in particular, or Kevin Kline, who I've worked with. That was my last Broadway show, doing Cyrano de Bergerac with Jennifer Garner and Kevin Kline at the Richard Rogers in New York. Whoever they've come to see, we all have to give them a good performance. Just like when I walk in to see you, you always give me 250 performance, you know. It's like being in the orchestra seat to have a massage by you, Towers, because you do you just completely commit to everything that you do, whether it is vegetarian regime and the respect that you have for animals on the planet, the respect that you have for people, the respect you have for health, the respect you have for family and friends. Oh. And you give 500%, 1,000%, and it shows, because I always feel 100% better when I walk away from your physical advantage massage business than I do when I walk in.
I will agree to that too.
But I mean, it's a dramatic effect that I feel, and because I'm so into my body, so to speak, not hopefully in an egocentric way, although I do get crazed if I'm, you know, 5 or 6 or 8 pounds over, which I try not to be. But you know, I'm so aware of my body. I know when my body doesn't work for me. I know when my body does move the way it used to move. Now, I'm 67, and I'm very happy to say I'm still on the planet, and I'm not weird about saying my age.
41.
And the bottom line is, you have to honor the years that you've been here, but, you know, you also, your body changes. So for me to eat a medium-sized pizza with cheese and no meat is really harder to do for me now than it was when I was 18 living in Wisconsin with all my Italian pizza parlors that I would,
your body,
you know,
changes and processes it differently.
Oh, completely, yeah. And the body processes it extremely differently at my age now than it did. Although, you know, my husband said, my God, Consider, only you could sit there and eat the way you eat, like an Italian girl, still 18,
you
at the age of 67, and still, but see, that's, I have a high metabolism, too.
You do, but
I'm also now in more distress and pain on many levels, because I am not working out as consistently or doing yoga as consistently, and then you gave me that wake-up call just last week and said you have to invest in your body, and the moment you invest in the exercise, in the yoga, whatever it is, you have to be, can one not only invest in it, committed to it.
Well,
you
have to get committed. Consistent, too.
Yeah, consistency is everything, Laura. And it's absolutely true, because if I'm not, I feel the pain.
Right.
Now, years ago, I would not be able to do, you know, I didn't work out. I don't think I ever worked out, but I was always active in everything I did. I was a runner. I was a jogger. Well, I can't do that anymore because it hurts the knees and the low back, even if you run on a track. But I can't do that anymore. And but it just, you know, when I don't do something, my body, it reacts. It responds
in a really
negative way.
It tells you, I have to move.
Yeah, and it's
exactly
and
what
it's
telling you.
And the body is really, you know, is such a wonderful Geiger counter for the way we feel, you know? I mean, if we're getting a cold and we feel low or we're depressed or whatever, you know, I mean, the bottom line is the body is tells you, if we listen, it tells you what to do. And if we don't listen, then, and sometimes I don't listen, I have to listen to Lori Towers tell me what to do. So, and I always listen to you because, hey, you could, you know, I mean, you could really beat me up. You're a black belt, kid. I know that about you. I do know you're a black belt.
I wouldn't hold a hair on your head.
Only mine.
But you'll give me a schaff. You'll give me a schaff for those of us that are listening.
I give you a fudge.
Right. And that means a schaff is a hit in the Italian dialect, right?
So
I wake up and do the work. Because you've got to really prepare yourself. If you don't do the work every day, that's where you get in trouble. That's where I get in trouble. And I will be the first person to raise my hand that when I don't do the work every day on my body or my mind or my spirit, you know, if I don't pray, and to me, some people pray, some people meditate. I try to do both to try to make it more complete.
In fairness to yourself. Now, what people don't know is how many performers go on while they're injured. There have been many times you've come into the office and, you know, I give you a patch-up job, and then you have to go on that night. And it's working through the injuries regardless, and never having recovery time. That's really it. So, I mean, think about it. Think about what you've asked your body over the years, whether you were sick. I think there was maybe one time that you missed a performance, but you're pretty much like Ethel Merman. You were always there. There was never a time that you were not on stage, regardless. And I've seen you limping into my office and still limping out of it, but you got on the stage that night regardless of it.
Oh,
and
I
that's
always
not
had
easy.
That, always had that mentality. I mean, I went on fevers of 102. Always had that mentality because, you know, the show must go on, and I don't want to disappoint.
Right.
A lot of people come in to see me specifically,
exactly.
You know, so I just
exactly.
think I can't put my understudy on. But I know I have limped many a time in and many a time out and still gone on stage, and it really, the body takes that abuse a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, Christina Applegate, I did that crazy film in 1987 that I'm sure anyone who's listening now has all seen it when you were like 10 years old,
sure,
or 13 years old with the babysitter. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. And you were probably all watching this with your babysitter. And now you're all 30 years old. And I'm way past 30. But Christina Applegate, when I played mom in that film, later on I went to see her in Sweet Charity, Lori, on Broadway. Well, she opens the door backstage, you know, and I said, oh, I knocked, and she didn't know I was coming. I surprised her, and I said, well, this is your second mom. She had no idea who was behind the door, and then she opens and said, oh, Concetta, or Concetta, because I'm Italian. A lot of people say either pronunciation. And there she was with a ankle brace because she had broken her ankle.
Broken. Yep.
Laurie, and she remember, and then she continued.
Yeah.
They taped her up. And you know more because you work a lot with dancers. I mean, so you know dancers par excellence more
and
than anyone I've ever.
Yeah. She went on that night. She
went
on that night.
She
had to go
that.
On that night. She taped her up and that was it.
That's right. And continuing to go on until that show closed, Lori.
That's right. I know.
You can only imagine the kind of damage that was done because those.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Is that
her?
We're still here.
They're cut off. I don't know. If you hear this, call back.
See, that's because she had that restricted number. You know, see, that's what I'm saying. Concetta, if you hear us,
call us back.
If you've been hearing, and you know what? That she was making such great points.
Mm-hmm.
About.
You know, they had a study years ago that they said that people that are so determined and so into, and actually people that are in the fitness field, that their pain threshold is so much higher than a normal, you know, person.
Yeah.
That they can go on, they can do things, you know, with pain, without pain, longer.
Exactly.
Than a person that doesn't work out or doesn't do what they enjoy to do.
That's the thing. It's hard to establish your body not being strong enough, or it's just that it succumbed to all the impact injuries that you had being on stage. Because, you know, like with the Rockettes too, you're talking about, I think it's like 6 performances a day during the holidays. Although they're handsomely reimbursed, don't get me wrong, but they're not long performances. But after a while, I mean, you do one thing wrong during a performance, okay, well, you got another 5 after that. And that's really where it comes in, where the problem is.
And there's also preparation, there's practice, there's, you know,
there's
a lot behind that, not just the dance.
No, but once you get the routine down, unless the choreographer calls you in for last minute, you know, step changes, you're okay. But the thing is, it's the constant. And like I said with Concetta, I've always referred to her as like Ethel Merman because she had come in so many times that, and I knew what she had to do, running up and downstairs and things like that. And I was positive that this is not this. You can't go on tonight. She just went on. She just went on.
Yeah.
And
the show must go on.
But there's a certain limit that...
there is a certain limit. Of course there is, but...
And that's showbiz, you know? And let me tell you something. Working performers, just in, FYI, don't get a whole lot of money. You know, just don't. So it's like you're really suffering for your art. There's And if she comes on with us, hopefully she's able to patch herself through again. I don't know. It's probably on her end. I don't know. Maybe she's using a cell phone or something.
I don't know what happened.
But we're hoping that she...
Hopefully she calls back.
Well, I'm hoping she realizes that we're just, you know, it's not that we're just not answering
not
her. You know, if she thinks we're just being polite and not saying anything to her, you know, that could be it too. You know, and then she just thinks I'm saying yes. But there's that other side of Broadway that people don't say. It's the underpaid, overworked, and working through injury.
Yeah, but they're there because they love what they do.
That's exactly right.
Really, you know, a lot of people don't consider that work and getting a paycheck, even if it's a measly one.
Well,
they still enjoy what they do.
What's really funny is now, you know, any young actor or actress would just, you know, you have to, like, if you want to live near the theater, that's what everybody needs.
Mm-hmm.
You want to live in Manhattan so you could walk to work. That was the old days, you know. You could afford a rent and just walk to the theater at night, and you're on stage, and you take a cab home if you want to be luxurious. But now you have to live like, you know, Broadway salary is still not
right.
That much, and the rents have gone up so much. So you have to either
probably
buy
share an apartment
or live in Astoria.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of those things.
But you never really hear them complain about that.
No, you don't.
Well, I guess not.
I hear things.
I don't want to because my daughter wants to be on Broadway.
Well, you
so.
See, I don't want to set that up. But,
yeah.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, if you don't mind the travel, it's okay. It's when you're hell bent on living in Manhattan and living a certain way.
You know what? She doesn't want to live in Manhattan. She wants to live at home. She doesn't mind traveling. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It'll be easy.
I think so. I mean, you know, when you see this in Manhattan that's available and affordable, you know, it's a very different ballgame. Is she back with us?
I think we have her back. Are you there?
Yes, darling. I'm so sorry. There was a power outage here in Los Angeles in my house. I thought, oh my God, Lori's more powerful than I thought she was. She even over the lines, over the waves, she's able to, you know, kick ass.
So
oh, even over the waves. Holy moly, I'm not going to mess around with this broad.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
Oh my God.
I
don't know, but there's a power that literally, there's a brownout here, and I used my cell phone, so I called and I thought, boy, I mean, I know she's, you know, Italian, but boy, oh boy, talk about an Italian stand-in. You kicked
well,
off the
she's
power
got some
on this
power,
end.
Let me tell you. She's got the power.
Oh, I know. Get the power. So what I was trying to say is following that course of action, you know, following that course of action, and I think that's what you have inspired people to do is follow the right course of action with their bodies and their lives, because they become more fulfilled and happier, and they are in less distress.
Exactly.
With that. You know, and also the fact that, I mean, I know that, you know, I was making the thing, I said, I'm not polishing her ego with pledge here by saying this woman gets up at 5:30 in the morning and she does these sit-ups and she, you know, and she's a strict vegetarian, and she, you know, is completely committed to what she is. She's not only a good friend, but if only a friend of 7 years. I haven't known her all my life, although I feel that I have. And I feel like she's not my birth sister, but she's my earth sister. And the bottom line, it's true. It's true. She is my earth sister, not my birth sister. And sometimes those are even closer, because I know sisters that don't even talk to each other that are birth sisters. So,
that's
know. In that regard, that is following the right course of action. And when I don't follow it, everyone out there listening, it comes back. My body completely reacts in a very negative way. And it really is not an easy path to take. I love what I do, but exercising has never been consistently an easy thing for me to do. It's always been very hard. You know, and I see people who are extremely disciplined, like you are, Lori, and I'm sure Elite is. And I've never been disciplined in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will I will work 18-hour day as I did on China Beach. I'd work an 18-hour day on television series Providence. I would go on and on and on because I love what I do. But I wish I had that discipline more in working out. And so after our last session, Lori, I really it landed on me more than it ever had before because I was in a lot of pain. And after I had worked, you know, after you had really, you know, worked on not only my muscles, but my resistance. And I think that's what you do. And a lot of people don't know that you do that. And I can only speak for myself, but I know that I resist. And you have to not only work against locked muscles, you have to work against locked thoughts and locked thinking. When people walk in there, they have a mindset. So you have to work against those resistance like thoughts, that mentality. And that's hard. And that lives in my muscles. It lives in my back. All of those thoughts and that kind of resistance and thinking I can get away with doing nothing, or not nothing, but as minimal amount as I can, because I can be very lazy at times. And yet I'm extremely disciplined when it comes to my work, and extremely disciplined when it comes to my family and my friends and loving. But I really fall short in this. And so with you telling me, you know, over and over and over again, this last time I came in, I was in horrific pain. Left hip was out, literally out. I couldn't walk well. And after you worked as hard as you did, and I mean really deep tissue. I mean, it really felt almost like a rolfing to me. And I can tolerate that. Isn't that interesting? I can tolerate that kind of deep tissue work. And I'd rather have that than the pain that it gives me, because the deep tissue work you give me doesn't come near the pain that I get when I don't listen to you.
It's hard for me to see you like that. Yeah, because when you walk in like that, it just there's so much to deal with at the same time, and I just hope it holds till the next time I see you. What caused that?
Yes.
You know,
it's hard.
I mean, she's done physically.
I'm in Los Angeles and New York, so you know, I don't see Lori every week or every month or every other week. You know, I would
be
in terrific shape. You know, and not only that, you know, it's like going to a therapy session. It really is like going to a therapy session. And it really is, because, you know, it's therapeutic not only for your mind but also for your body. Not only for your body but also for your mind. And then, of course, you walk away feeling lighter in spirit.
Yeah.
So I think what you deal with all the time is mind, body, spirit. You're like a walk-in yoga class. It's true. I mean, that's what you yoga and the yoga. I mean, I've worked. They always say mind, body, spirit. Why? But I mean, you're like a one-woman show, and you're a walk-in yoga class. I mean, you just do it all. You're a one-woman walk-in yoga class. That's all I can say. And it's been so.
At one point, you did do yoga at one point in your career.
Oh yes. And I know I still do. I still do yoga, but not as religiously. I mean, I did yoga all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, like I say, the last time we spoke and the last time I came in, which was just last week in New York, I thought, you know what? She's absolutely right. You have to be consistent. And even, you know, I said, you know, I have this book and I've got all of these yoga positions, but I've done yoga since I was 40 years old. I started doing yoga at 40. And I had this phenomenal figure, much better than I do now. And everybody thinks, oh, I have just this great physical shape and everything at 67. Well, it's not as toned as it once was. And I didn't have any work done, you know, no lipo and no facelifts or anything like that. Not that I wouldn't love one. But, you know, but the bottom line is, you know, when I said, geez, what if it's like 20 to 30 minutes a day, if I can try to commit to that, and you said that's what you must commit to. It's not if you can do anything. It's what you must do for yourself and your body. And because
and everybody has 20 or 30 minutes a day. Everybody has it. There's no excuse not to put it.
That's right. Absolutely true. Absolutely. And it's just a resistance. So I think you fight against resistance-like thoughts, resistance personalities. You know, you have to. Because they come in and they say, prove it to me, Lori. And you more than prove it to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
you're not only a walking yoga class, you're also walking Bowflex. So I feel like I've had a workout. Honest to God, I feel like after I leave a session with you, usually an hour and a half, I always love those hour and a half because I don't feel that I clock in or kick in or relax fully.
Yes,
even I don't do it in yoga class. I don't feel that yoga breath to kick in fully in for the first 20 minutes. So I always like an hour and a half with Lori because then I have to zen down on some level. I bring the street in with her, and then she is like this. She's a street sweeper. So she's got to sweep away all of my resistance. She's got to sweep away 8 shows a week if I come in on a Monday.
Yeah.
She's got to sweep away, oh, my God, I didn't get that job. She's got to sweep away negative thoughts. You know, you're like this spiritual street sweeper, and you're a spiritual sweeper when it comes to sweeping out the dust and bringing in the light heartedness.
Wow. Oh,
and that's really true.
It's absolutely true.
Especially when you work in when you live in the city, I mean in Manhattan, which is where I live, or in Los Angeles is where I live. I just wish there were 2 Loris, you know.
Well,
I wish there were 2 Loris and we could split her. We're gonna clone Lori Towers. That's what I'm gonna have a big emailing to clone Lori Towers. LA, my coastal, clone this state. Clone my sweet Italian breath.
You can suck. Shake your head no.
Well, my darling, I love.
What?
Yes, tell me. Ask me.
I want to ask you what the most physical show you think you did was, because I have an idea in my head, having known you. What do you think the most physical show you did was?
Oh, I know the most physical show on stage was Tommy Toons being in the original cast of Cloud Nine at the Lucille Lortel.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was called the Theatre de Lis on 8th and Christopher Street in the Village.
Mm-hmm.
And Cloud Nine was the most physical show I did. And I was in that show for 14 months. And I played a 9-year-old boy, Edward, in the first act. And then I played my own age in the second act. But the first act was really, really unbelievable physically. I mean, I had to jump off stage, and I had to play this little boy, Edward. Anyone who knows Carol Churchill, who is the British playwright who wrote Cloud Nine, she also wrote Fen, which I was also in at the Public Theater, Top Girls, which I was also in. So I've done a lot of Carol Churchill's plays, but the biggest hit in New York City in 1980-82 was Cloud Nine. And people from all over, I mean, movie people, Newman, everybody, Joan Woodward, Dustin Hoffman, everybody would come to see Cloud Nine. It says the stars come out to see Cloud Nine, so it was a huge hit. But physically, so demanding. And I was at that time, I was 37 years old at that time, and I was playing a 9-year-old boy that was constantly falling on stage, jumping off the stage into the audience at the Lucille Lortel on Christopher and 8th Street, and running up the thing, then running outside the theater, coming along the side alleyway, coming back into the theater, getting back on stage again, doing it all over again for 14 months.
Oh,
that was the most physically demanding thing I did. In fact, I think I hurt myself a lot of that time because I didn't know how to move. You know, Tommy Toon is known as a dancer. You know, well, he was trained as a dancer. I wasn't. I was trained as an actress. Everybody thinks I'm a dancer because I have a dancer's body, but I'm not. I love to dance, and I'm good at dancing, but I'm not a professional dancer. And Toon, it was very physical. He directed that like a musical, Lori.
Yeah.
He really
directed
Cloud Nine.
Yeah,
physically demanding. And so the original cast of Cloud Nine was unbelievable. We all, you know, knocked ourselves out, and we were all in our 30s. The youngest person in that play was Jelko Ivanic, who's on The Big Event, and whatever, he does a lot of things, Jelko. And Jelko was 24. He was the youngest kid in that cast. But Jeffrey Jones was in the cast. Nick Serby was on a soap for many, many years. myself, E. Catherine Kirk. It was wonderful. Don Amendola. These were all wonderful actors that continue to work in New York. But we were all, I was 37, and then I probably was the, you know, and everybody else was in their 30s, with the exception of Jelko. But that was a tough show to do. And I think I hurt low back because I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't trained as a dancer. I didn't know how to do this. I was an athlete. Athletically, I sort of knew what to do. But it's different from dance. It's different from movement on stage. And Toon was, you know, a choreographer. So he choreographed it like a musical, Lori. And I was in a lot of pain. A lot of pain at 37. So a lot of that low back issue came from jumping off stage, which was 3.5 feet into the air, and landing, and then knowing you better bend your feet when you land, because if you don't, the shock to the low back was really amazing. So, yeah, but it was one of the most rewarding shows I ever did. People in New York even now said, oh, my God, I saw you in Cloud Nine, and I couldn't believe it, or I saw you at the Normal Heart. Now, the Normal Heart was easy. I originated the Normal Heart with Brad Davis years ago at the Public Theater. They did the revival last year with Ellen Barkin. But I originated the role of Dr. Bruckner. Now, this woman, that was the easiest thing I ever did, because, but it was in a wheelchair. Now, also, the opposite in physical endurance, right? So that means you sat there for 2.5 hours, and it was a play ran 2 hours and 45 minutes. So I was in pain when I got out of the wheelchair. So I had to work out or stretch before you go in. So it's the opposite ends of the, you know, opposite sides of the coin, so to speak. And the whole nine yards, when you do all of these things, the whole bottom line to all of this, these conversations, is you've got to respect your body, you've got to love your body, and you've got to love yourself in order to treat it. You can't abuse the body. If you abuse the body, then you abuse the mind, you abuse the spirit. And when I walk in, my body is always, is never abused by you. My spirit is replenished, my body is replenished, and my mind is replenished in that you help me change the way I think. And when you change the way you think, I really believe everything changes in your life.
That's exactly right.
Not
That's
only,
exactly
you know
right.
what I mean? And I think you're so, I mean, it's a religion to you. And I know what a spiritual woman you are. You know, you're very spiritual and also religious on many levels, because her mother, Nancy, was. My mother, Kitty, was. Dominica, we both loved our mothers very much, and we learned that kind of spirituality from those great women. In our past, who are always still with us in our present. But boy, I'll tell you, if you don't pay attention, if you don't do the homework, if you don't do the preparation, you really, you know, you it comes back to it comes back to haunt you, and I'm meaning haunting through pain. No, it comes back to screaming. It's like the child inside is saying, "You're not taking care of me. You're not taking care of me. Why are you not taking care of me?"
Exactly right.
So you are constantly in a state of, and I say distress, which then can cause, as they say in the medical field, dis-ease. So if you're in distress, you can be in a state of disease or dis-ease. So I'm so glad that I found you. I'm glad that you're in my life. I'm glad that you're not only my teacher and my mentor, but my great good friend. And I'm so happy to have met Elite. And you know, and what you guys are doing is quite positive in a world that everybody knows obesity is on the rise.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You know?
That's right.
And colon cancer is on the rise, and it's all diet and it's mentality. It's even if you change the mentality, you can change so many things in your life. You know, the eating, the exercise, the being fair towards other people, tolerance of other races and religions and personalities.
It's a domino effect. It's a domino effect. Everything triggers everything else.
Absolutely. I mean, and we're all here. We're all interconnected. You know, we're all on the planet. And everybody's just trying to do the best they can. And then other people aren't, and they're trying to mess up other people's trying to do the best they can. You know, but, you know, that those people I just pray for, and I try not to, you know, I just try to stay centered and and try to learn. And I learn a lot from you, Lori. I've learned an enormous amount from you. And as a result of that, I feel better. My body feels better.
Well, thank
there's
you.
A light
I'm telling you, beautiful thing.
Well, it's, beautiful, I've had, there's a lightness of being, and I'd rather feel lighter in my thoughts and in the way that I perceive my life and live my life than have all of that excess baggage. And I don't mean weight. I mean a spiritually dispiriting experience when you don't feel good about yourself. And it is spiritually dispiriting when you don't feel good about. And you could be a 16-year-old kid or a 67-year-old woman like myself.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
exactly.
we're all part of this human condition. And that's really important to me. Because, you know, you want to, you know, you want to walk on the sunny side of the street. And you helped me to do that. You helped me to walk on the sunny side of the street. And see the rainbows.
Oh.
And see the rainbows. Well, you're a rainbow in my life.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, you know what I always say? We realize later on in life that all the little things were really the big things that mattered. So that's the way I look at it, and you know that.
That's so true.
You know,
and they become, and not only you know it, you live it, and you try to help others to live it. And see, that's what's hard because that's why there's so much resistance, because everybody comes from different family backgrounds, different cultures, you know, the whole different mentalities on many, many levels. And, you know, that's what you have to change. And that therein lies the rub, my dear, as Hamlet always says. Therein lies the rub because people don't like it. They want to do it their own way or the way they've been doing it for years, even though it doesn't work. Even though it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Well,
that's it.
You know, and it doesn't work. But the body really has. You're sabotaging the body is what you're doing. If you don't listen, you know, I mean, it's one thing to listen to people that want to kill everybody else. It's another thing to listen to people that want to do good and help you. That's why you've always done good and you've always helped me. So why would I not? It would be my ignorance not to be in tune with you. Because I can only get better. I can only become better. I can only feel better. That's what we do as teachers here, I think. Don't you think? I mean, you're a teacher.
Well, I try
and not only
to,
health
you know,
teacher.
Well, you know what? I like to think of myself as someone who likes to share with other people. So I just want to share what I know because it works for me. And if it works for me, I know it's going to work for other people. And there are some people that are absolutely resistant and will look at me suspiciously because I think of a certain way. And, you know, people who are too happy get me nervous. And it's, you know what? Then it's not for you. But it's true.
Yeah, that's right.
But sometimes,
no, I know.
Like, you know, it's very hard to swallow when, you know, a vast majority of people tend to be cynical. But my life works for me. And if I get other people to do the same thing, it works for them. And it's just sharing information, really. That's all it is. You know,
but
it's like,
also,
you know, you have something that's good, and you want to give it to other people.
Yeah, and you have to trust that what I trust you implicitly. Implicitly, I trust you with my with my thoughts and with my turning things around for me, and with your help. And like I say, I mean, it's like going to therapy. Not only physical therapy, it's spiritual therapy for me. And I trust you. So there's a lot of people out there that just don't trust anyone, much less a different belief or a different way of doing things or following a different course of action, even though it's a better course of action, it's the right course of action. It's just not their way of doing it because they're, you know, they deal with control and everything else, and then you go down another road you don't even want to go down. When I trust someone that has done and helped me and made me feel better, well, I'm going to invest not only in myself and my health, I'm going to invest in Lori Towers because I know that's the investment to make. Is Lori Towers is the investment. And no one told me to say any of these things. This is all improvisational speak. And that's what's really important for who's ever tuning in on this show. You know, no one's told me to say any of this. I mean, I was a little nervous coming on, Laura, because, you know. Well, because I, you know, sometimes being an actor, you know how we always want to be in center stage, and sometimes we have to allow the other people a chance to speak. And when I get a little nervous, I kind of go overboard and think, oh, my God, maybe I didn't give Lori a chance to or Elise a chance to say what she wanted to say or they wanted to say.
We're having you on as a guest, so we want you to have center stage. We want to hear what you have to say, and I'm sure
that's right. You have the floor today.
Well, that I have the stage, then Elise. Wow. Life's a stage, right?
That's it.
Well, I'm so honored that one, you asked me, and two, I was able to do it, and I think that, you know, my father would always say that what is life if not a stage? You know, it's a stage of laughter and song and tears, and, you know, to the human condition, we're all engaged.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
you know,
right.
In good and in bad years, but we're all connected. There's so much connective tissue. If we just let so many of these other things, the webs, the cobwebs that sometimes surround us or we surround ourselves with, if we just clear the webs, you know, and then know that on the other side of that webbed, that web is fresh air and, you know, and hummingbirds coming towards you and sunlight and no pain. It's a life without pain. And let me tell you, I dealt with this a lot of my life because I'm very enthusiastic and I'm also very physical. And I have to also be careful not to go beyond, which is what you've told me.
Right.
Sometimes
exactly.
I go beyond, Lori, and then I know I'm in trouble. You know, you have that.
Yeah.
I've always had that kind of jock mentality, even though I'm not really a
you
jock.
Do.
But I was a only child, and so I wanted to be the son for my father as well as the daughter. So I would play football and, you know, and tennis and basketball, and I would do all of those things, and I would overextend, and I'm paying for it now. You know, so you have to be very wise with what it is you choose to do and how you choose to work with your body. That really is, that takes time to learn. Especially if you don't have a teacher, and you came to me late in life. I'm just glad you came. Better late than never, as they always say. I'm just glad that, you know, that was a gift. You've been a gift in my life and a blessing. And so, and I know not only I thank you, but I know my mother certainly thanks you from the other side. And I know my body is smiling all over after I leave your session. Because it's more than just a physical, it's more than a massage. It's more than a massage. You can't just say that it's, no one can walk in and leave and think they've just had a massage. You know, it's like being at a spa. So you zen down and it's like being with a great therapist, not only a physical therapist, but a spiritual therapist. It's all in one. Because of the kind of the commitment that you make, Lori, there's a lot of people you come in, you lay on the table, you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always thought that when I've had other massages, I've had other masseuses work on me or masseurs. And those, you know, there are the hands and then there aren't the hands. Then there are those that have healing hands. And I really believe yours are healing because they come from a center of well-being and wellness. They come from a center of love because I know how you feel towards me. I know that I feel loved by you because that's how that's how you work with me.
Of course.
Not only as a friend, but
as
a teacher. You know, I feel that I'm loved by my teacher, and you've taught me many things. And I think that it's like, you know, it's like I can't, you know, bring you, you know, it's like whatever I can bring you, I like to, because it's like, you know, I think I'll bring my teacher cookies today, or I think I'll bring her, you know, whatever, you know, because
you just
feel
bring
that.
Your sweet self.
Well, I think I become sweeter after I leave. I'm a little more irritable when I walk in, but I become sweeter after I leave, you know, because I realized when my father was, towards the end of his life especially, and my dad was a great athlete, and he was so irritable because he was, towards the end, because he was in so much pain. And now I knew where a lot of that irritability came from because he never felt good. You know, when you feel good, you're happier.
Yeah,
you know, you look at life in a very different way when your body feels good. And
yeah.
he didn't feel that well. And so he was irritable and he was in a lot of pain. Because at that point in his life, he couldn't do anything. He had a stroke and then he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
So he was so frustrated. He was dealing with that as well. But I mean, when you have a lightness of being on many levels, you're much able to walk into life with a positive attitude and a joyful attitude.
Right.
You know, and
exactly.
if you don't find that lightness of being that they talk about, it's a darker road and it's a darker path and it's not a happy path. I don't want to choose that path. That's why I chose you. And there was a lot of people I had gone to before coming to you. And then I knew the moment I walked in. And then the moment I left, as I felt, there was a distinct difference. And I'm so aware of my body and stuff like that. I think all actors are very aware, wouldn't you say? Dancers and actors are very much aware of their body, even though they abuse their body on many levels.
If they're not, they
you know.
Have to be. If they're not, they have to be by default, because then injury is going to come around and they're forced to look at it. So, yeah.
They are by default. That's right. They are forced to look at it. And I think I know you forced me to look at myself, and I'm not a dancer, you know, but I am an actor, and I love doing what I do, but I can't do it without mobility. I need my mobility.
So now that we're talking about what's on tap for you as far as theater, what do you have going on in the near future?
Well, right now I'm resting. I just finished a Nora Ephron play in Philadelphia, and now television season starts in mid-July here in Los Angeles. And I thought I just actually spoke with my agent, who I'm going to meet with on Monday. To talk about, you know, what television things I would like to be, you know, set up for and audition for and, you know, be part of, because I can't stand these reality shows. And having been a part of China Beach, which I think was television history about nurses in Vietnam, and really some wonderful shows that I was on, I don't want to settle for less. So I'm going to be, you know, in Los Angeles for a while, you know, kind of pursuing, you know, television. But I hope, you know, I come back, and I will come back to New York, because I go back and forth, but I'd love to get a wonderful play. I hope the play that I did at Berkeley Rep in April, Falaci, about the great Italian journalist from Florence, you know, I hope that moves somewhere, and my greatest, you know, because my favorite city in the whole United States is New York City. I mean, the energy there, the people there. I love New York City. You know, the weather is challenge, but then that's what makes a New Yorker the toughies that they are. I mean, the tough New Yorkers that they are. Because, you know, I mean, they just, that whole, the weather makes you, you know, it's either a brutal winter or a brutal summer or Hurricane Sandy, and everybody comes together and helps each other, and then they get through another, you know, life-threatening crisis, and then they get on with their day, and they raise their kids, and that's it. I love that about it. Pardon?
We're a tough breed. We are a tough breed.
Yeah, very. Very tough breed, but I love that. I come from the Midwest, and we have the same kind of weather, that whole Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, and Chicago area. That's also a tough weather, climate thing, and they're pretty tough, the Midwesterners as well. But I will never stop doing theater, by the grace of God. If there's wonderful things out there, and hopefully Falaci will move, and it'll come to New York. If not, maybe this or something better. You know, but I think
that's exactly right.
It's so important. You just have to stay in that moment and take in what you're given. You know, and really is. It's so hard, because I'm sometimes wanting to go forward and wanting to think, oh my, I should be doing this. Well, the thing is, you lose the present. If you're constantly projecting, you lose the present. And the present is, you know, show up, do the work. Do the preparation, and the future will take care of itself. But that's only if you prep the present And if you take care of yourself, you're not going to go anywhere if you don't take care of your body. I mean, your body, what else do we have on the thing? We have a car that we tune up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have an oil change, but we don't tune up the body. We don't take time to tune up the body.
Well, that's what we're trying to teach people.
It's one perfect This is all we get while we're here. So, you know, usually our whole thing doesn't work.
Yeah, one body, treat it well.
That's right. Absolutely. One body, treat. Yeah, and it's the only, that's right. You know, because I don't know about coming around or everything. There's a lot of different beliefs about reincarnation. There's a lot of beliefs of many lifetimes and whatever. But I can't worry about that. All I have is this moment and this lifetime.
That's right.
So I want to make that I have my a quality life. You know, it's so funny because I never understood when they said health is wealth when I was 18. I don't think any of us did, you know.
No, we're not supposed to get to
the
next, that age, you know.
You know, you just never get it. You're supposed to enjoy the life. If anyone stayed in the present moment, I think younger kids do. They're very present.
Well, that's why
they
the youth is wasted on the young also, because they don't know better.
That's right. Yeah. It really is. But I think that on some level, they know a lot more than we do because they do stay in those present moments. Like, or I think the most people that are fruit people. They are in a present moment. You deal with a cat or a dog, and they're there in that present moment.
Exactly.
They're not thinking about what next week or next year is going to bring or tomorrow or this evening.
Maybe a next meal. Maybe that.
Well, they have no responsibilities
maybe next meal,
as
we
do.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
Totally
they
different.
Have. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I just, you know, I just want to be able to feel, you know, physically strong. And as you say, it comes up again and again. I keep repeating myself, but it's the word investment, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
And and it's absolutely the word that you use all the time. And it's such an accurate word because it really landed on me the last time I was there.
I'm really glad.
I'm thinking, geez,
really
you know, you and I'm so happy it did that because you've said many things to me that were very positive and helpful. But there's something about investing. You know, if I've invested all of this stuff in my career and if I'm investing in a marriage and investing in friendship, why am I not investing in my own physical well-being? I never really thought of it that way. Never. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm a caregiver. And so I'm taking care of everybody else instead of me. Whether it was my mom or my dad or my animals or my husband or whatever.
Yep.
But you got to start doing it because then if you don't take care of you, then you're not good for anything else or anyone
else. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
I mean, you can't even walk the dog.
And if you have to look at it that way to get you to point B, then do so. But, you know, you're worth the investment. You're more than worth the investment. And that's what you have to keep saying to yourself. You know, that's really it.
No, well look at that Jack LaLanne.
Oh, yeah.
That crazy Jack LaLanne would say, okay, you,
he
would do an expletive, you know, okay, you, S-O, whatever, S, you know, dot, 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 you know, I got through it, I did it, you didn't beat me this time, meaning he got up, he worked out, and it right up until his 90, and then he said, that's the last thing I wanted to do, I hated doing it, he said he didn't enjoy it at all, but he did it because he knew he had to, there was no choice. Because he felt so much better, and he was able to help so many other people. And you're my investment, Lori Towers. You are my investment, Ms. Towers. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you very much, honey. And I just want to say it's been a pleasure, and I hope you come on again.
I will. I will indeed. In fact, when I get a new job, I'll come on. I'll get a new job. I'll say, the reason I got this job is because I'm in good shape mentally and physically and spiritually. Absolutely,
honey.
And I owe it to you guys. That's for damn sure. I really appreciate you having me, and I feel very honored to be a part of this.
Oh, honey, I'm just so happy you took the time out and stayed on with us as long as you did. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough.
Honey, you're the best. I will always do that for you. I love you. You're my sister. Remember, my earth sister, not my birth sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right. Hey,
Alma,
I love you more. I will, honey.
Bye-bye,
I love you guys more. Take
bye-bye.
Care, honey.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a lovely...
That was a pleasure,
honey. Instead of Tomei. And, you know, the thing about her is she's done such a great body of work. And You could put, I mean, I had on, oh, my God, what did I have on the other night? King of Queens, and she was on it.
Oh, really? I love that show.
And it was, it's just like she pops up all over. And you might not know her name right away, but she also does great voiceovers. I mean, she's got that grin you can hear. She's got a great voice. But I was watching something on Channel 13, There's a Voice.
You heard her voice?
I forgot what, there was another show that I was like, There's a Voice. So the voice is placed pretty much all over the place. And, you know, one of those, and the funny thing is, she was on Providence. And it was, I think it was on in 98. It was a short run show. But my mother used to watch Providence. And it was so funny. My mother said, this is a great show about, you know, a mother who dies at her daughter's wedding. And that was the premise. And she comes back. She never leaves her daughter's side. And it was really ironic because my mother died shortly after that. But that was like a favorite show. And then when I met Consent, I was like, oh, my God, that's the woman from that show.
Wow.
You know, but very happy to hear that she's going to be investing in
her health. Yeah.
It's and you know, she's modest. She's really got a very good body. She doesn't need any liposuction, any work done. She doesn't need anything like that. But everything that's gone wrong with her body has just been a succession of everything that she's done over the years. I mean, just the Tommy Tune. I mean, think about
let me ask you something. If she didn't work out years, you know, if she wasn't like physical and worked out and took care of herself, who knows if she would 10 years prior, this could have happened to her.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Well, you know, and that's the thing. Anytime you work with a choreographer, and choreographers, I mean, choreographers do construct something that's designed for the audience's appreciation, not the dancers. So that's really what you got. The dancers are killing themselves, and movements have to look good for the audience, but they're not really physically possible. So the dancers stretch themselves beyond what they need to do. So with her and Tommy Tune, and he was a great choreographer, but for dancers.
Right.
And she just had to jump into that and do it, and it was a matter of, you know, you sink or swim, you know?
True.
And that's pretty much what you did. So here you have somebody who's a non-dancer trying to accommodate those steps. Not easy. So that's what brings her around to some physical problems, which are bound to happen in theater. And that's why we say, Elise, what do we say? If this applies, it's a dress for a day, it's a body for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we tell our brides and our grooms. We don't say the dress, but whatever you want to do, you do. That's your business. You know, whatever's good within your marriage is fine. But that's really what it is. You want to look good for a picture. You want to look good for the big day.
Yeah, you want a good look for the rest of your life.
That's the thing. You want to look
good. What did she say? Invest in your body for the rest of your life.
That's what I said.
That's what she said. Constantly about what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Right, Lori?
Yeah.
Right, Lori?
Yeah.
Right, Lori?
Well, some people love me. Some people listen to what I say.
Oh, here we go.
That's
here we go.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what we say. The dress is fantastic, and you want. And we're not minimizing the importance of the wedding day. We do. But we're also saying it's just beyond that. It's something that, okay, after you're out of, you know, and you don't have to gain 40 pounds.
How many brides do you think you can get in their wedding dress 10 years later?
I'm going to say at this rate, the way
the world is going?
I'm
going
to say they can't.
They can't, right?
I'm going to say
they can't.
I don't
think so either.
I'm going to go one further than that. I'm going to say in 5 years. What do you think of that?
You're right. I think after one child, it would be 1 year. They will never get back into that dress.
Because don't forget, most of the people, not the people that train with us and get ready for the wedding, 212-460-1879, but it's, they do it the wrong way. They go on a liquid diet. They diet
do
it inappropriately.
Fast crapshoot.
Right. So you didn't learn anything.
That's
about
really
how
not
your
investing in your body. That's ruining your body.
That's exactly right. So the minute they start eating again, which of course
you're
going to
blow up. Double.
So that's it. If you do it the right way, and we teach you skills that'll keep you going the rest of your life.
I think the future shows we are going to have fad diets. How they could ruin you.
You know what? How about future shows up? Because that's a month right there.
Well, easily. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Fad diets is definitely that's an episode continuously. That doesn't stop.
Let me see. grape diet, rice diet. I mean, I can top of my head.
The cabbage diet, the Atkins diet. I mean, it's endless. It's endless. It really is endless.
That's where people go, oh, don't forget about diet. Don't diet.
It's a way of life. It's all it is. It's a way of life.
And it's going to be slow coming off because it was slow coming on. You think, I gained 40 pounds overnight. No, you didn't.
No, come on.
That's how many people come up to us and say, you don't understand. Ever since I turned 40, ever since, there's always an excuse, but it's just like injuries build up over a lifetime. You did this overnight. It's just that one ring ding too many at midnight. That you enjoyed, and God bless you. But now you do the work for it, and you could have it again, but you just not going to have it every night. That's all. Is that right, Lee?
I agree with you, Lori Towers.
Okay. Sponsor roll call.
Here we go.
Lee, as you know, I don't have to tell you this. There's no magic in weight loss. But we love magic. Don't we love magic, Lee?
Oh, we love magic. Love, love, love magic.
And you know what? You know what someone said to me the other day? Isn't magic old? It's like, are you kidding me?
Magic old?
Yeah. Isn't it like so yesterday? It's like, what would
be? How come they're always fascinated when they get things, you know?
Right.
It can't be old.
Why do people say that? Look, and you know, the funny thing is, most of the Vegas shows have like one or two or three magicians. And it's just
every other hotel has it.
I think it's been on the spike. It's been on the rise, I think, the past 10 years.
Right.
Who was David Blaine? He didn't consider himself a magician.
Siegfried and Roy.
Who else? One more.
And Intella. And also Ziggy.
Ziggy. Okay, thank you. That's the name I want to talk about. Because it's not just magic. It's not pulling a rabbit out of the hat. It's not about that. It's about everything else. It's about entertaining on all levels and all ages. And this guy does it all. He could do card tricks. He has great one-liners.
He has birds. He does balloons. He does a lot of a different array of different things for different shows. He does kid shows.
Mm-hmm.
He does adult shows. He does adult walk-arounds. He does whatever you need. He's there to do your deed.
Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that. And you know what else? Because you and I discussed this. You don't, you know, when you have a party, when you have even over 10 people, you don't want, you know, I don't want the responsibility of anything beyond serving them food. I don't want to entertain them. I don't want them walking in and out of my house, putting on CDs, looking through things. I want them to be entertained. I want them to have a good time. And it's not going to be late. Those days are gone. You know what I'm saying? Those days are gone.
We're too busy.
You're too busy, and you're too busy with me. So we want you to call Ziggy. And summer parties, doesn't have to be a barbecue, any event.
He does all parties. All parties.
So,
and his number is 646-247-9443. That's 646-247-9443. And you can even go to Facebook page, which is Ziggy Ziegelman, and check him out.
Well, I think that's perfect because he's perfect for any event that's out there. So don't think that, well, you know what, I can't get a magician for that. Yes, you can. So that's Ziggy. Give him a call. And we also want to say hi to Men's Fitness RX, and they're going to be doing a whole big CrossFit feature, I think, in next month. So
we were watching that sick CrossFit thing with the woman, right?
Yeah, we were watching it. That was the one from 2012.
That was last year?
Yeah, it was old.
They were beasts.
And we're looking at it, we're watching it, and I'm texting her, and I'm saying to myself, I'm looking at all the joint conditions.
Oh, my God. You know what? I wouldn't even want to do any of that. I wouldn't want to put my body through that.
But now, why are they doing it?
First of all, they're a little younger than us, and they're probably a little more naive. They had to be at least 10, 15 years younger.
But you got to understand something. They'll get.
I'm telling you. I mean, they were in phenomenal shape. Don't get me wrong. But they're going to suffer 5 years down the road.
They're going to suffer sooner than that.
Either way, they're going to suffer. I think what I suffer with my toe. Come on, that was an accident. I would never do that to my body. Never put my joints in that kind of stress.
This is what they're thinking. It's not, you know, it's being endorsed. You know, it's everybody.
And they
want to
be the strongest. Oh, come on. That's so stupid. You're putting your body into such stress to be the strongest.
And I'm watching these joint breakdown waiting to happen. And that's
all that weight. Oof.
It's just your body is not built to do that. And I'm, the one thing I have to say is I'm glad they're handsomely reimbursed because it's...
Are they?
Yeah.
CrossFit or those girls?
Anybody who wins.
How much, though?
$250,000. That's what I'm saying.
But just for one winner.
When you win the event. Yeah, when you win the event. Yeah, that's what you get.
It's still not worth it to me.
I
you only have one body.
I totally agree.
I mean, if you have no insurance, it's going to cost you that for a knee replacement.
Well, you know what? I think they think in terms of now they'll get endorsements, now they'll get, it's not just going to be that. They go on to other things.
But still, you know what? I'm not naive. Thanks for that.
I wouldn't even think of it, but.
10 years prior or 20 years prior either, because I know my body and what's limitations, though.
It's a weird thing, and it's I'm not going to say yay or nay, but I know what my vote is about this, but it's like a cult. It's really
no,
like
it's,
a cult.
Would you do that 20 years if you were 20 years younger?
I tried
out American
Gladiator.
No, you probably would.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I tried out for American Gladiator. So.
But that's a little different. That's not something that...
It's not, but you know, you look at it and you just say it's a little crazy, but how bad could it be? And I think that's
the
way they're looking at it. Well, we're looking at it as professionals. We're looking at it from the insider's point of view. And also, these are young, they're in their 20s. So to them, this is, you know, it's like, oh, well, how much...
Look at me. No, that's what they're saying. Look at me.
And they're in the moment.
Right.
You know?
Well, we have to say goodbye soon, baby.
Yeah, we do. You sure? We're having such a good time.
We have like 8 minutes.
We'll
discuss this in further shows. Is that what fair?
Going to. But we'd like to thank and set a
Tomei
again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll have you on again in the future. And come back next week. Join the same bad time, same bad station, same bad channel.
Well, first of all, contacts and stuff like that, you know, Facebook, our website.
Okay. Well, I think they know by now, but I'll say it again.
You never know. Is there a new listener out there?
You know what? That's true. Well, the Bridal Body Shop says it all. So Google that name, and that gives you a whole litany of our articles and so on and so forth. But a Facebook page, The Bridal Body Shop, or our website, www.thebridalbodyshop.com. And you could reach us at 212-460-1879 or thebridalbodyshop@aol.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And just keep those calls and letters coming. And we're going to have a listener's choice segment again where we deal with all the questions that you have over the week, and you email us during the week, and we just pile it all up.
Yeah, get it in, guys. Get it in.
Yeah,
get those emails in.
We'll just pick them,
you know, randomly as we do.
So I'm going to say
don't
goodnight,
pick out favorites like you usually do.
Oh, okay. I won't. I won't. Boo for me. Boo for me. So anyway, in closing, I want to thank Elite for being here with Broken Toe and all. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.